Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
We got Father James McQuarters joining us now, and let's talk about this film, The Da Vinci Code, which is due to be released soon. May 19th, I think, is the release date for this film. And there are many who've read the book and have talked about it that are looking forward to it. There are those who are not looking forward to the movie, as it allegedly portrays Christianity, Catholicism, in some kind of negative light. Father McQuarters from Belmar Academy joins us on our newsmaker line. Father McQuarters is a canon lawyer in the Catholic Church, has made a study of the film and book. Father McQuarters, thanks for joining us. We'll get you on the line here, Father.
I appreciate you having me on this evening, Phil, to talk about this very important subject, and something that is rapidly, I think, becoming very imminent importance.
Is this movie Da Vinci Code, is it anti-Christian?
Well, I think it's decidedly anti-Christian. I think it's a decidedly anti-Catholic film. It's a film that's slanderous. And I underline the word slanderous in its portrayal of the evolution of the Christian faith.
And can you give me some examples of that?
Yes, Phil, the film claims that the papacy in Rome has been co-opted by a criminal element. It claims that the legitimacy of Jesus Christ, as the Son of God, is in doubt. It brings in the question whether Jesus was in fact unmarried, was in fact chaste. It deconstructs the biblical story, the New Testament story of Jesus Christ, and lays to waste every ideal we hold to be sacred and sacrosanct in our faith, and as such is very anti-Christian, very bigoted.
Don't these films, if you take a, like, Father, you look at these movies like The Passions of the Christ, The Last Temptation of Christ, you remember when that came out, and so forth, don't these movies sort of pop up and then basically just blow over once the hoopla and the publicity subside?
I think there's a good point to be made there, Phil. They do eventually. They go into, you know, the video rental bin or they, so forth. They'll come up occasionally on television, but I think the times have taught us that things have changed. And I think there's examples of a great many people feeling a concern for their faith, and that they can bring pressure to bear, and that pressure can be exerted, and what influence can be felt when a segment of the community is justifiably outraged, you know.
We're talking with Father James McQuarters about the movie The Da Vinci Code, which has been called anti-Christian, anti-Catholic, a form of hate speech. You mentioned pressure can be applied. To what end?
Well, I think there's a great deal of pressure that can be applied even before the film is released to the general public. There's an example, of course, of the outrage that people of the Islamic faith felt when the Prophet Muhammad was caricatured in the way that they felt was insulting. And they felt very outraged and, of course, showed their resentment with a series of demonstrations against the publication of these images, these caricatures, these cartoons, and eventually the press in Europe and the United States did in fact relent and realize that this was upsetting and ceased from printing and displaying these images.
And yeah, but you're talking about, in the case of the Muhammad cartoons, violent demonstrations, people were hurt. In other words, they weren't just demonstrations.
They were not just, and it is troubling to contemplate those. And this is a difficult thing to contemplate, but perhaps this is what is needed.
Well, you're not counseling violent demonstrations, are you?
I'm not counseling it. I'm saying that we have seen what effect they've had. And if individuals began to demonstrate in a vociferous manner, it is troubling. It's difficult for me as a priest to counsel this kind of behavior. But I'm very angry. I'm very angry tonight. There are a lot of Christians about this film. And we look at the Muslim people and...
Well, yeah, but what you're saying here sounds like you're counseling some kind of violent reaction as opposed to demonstration.
I'm not counseling that at all. No, sir. I'm not.
Well, you're saying that you're having a difficult time with this?
I'm having a difficult time as one who preaches the word of God, which is the word of Jesus, turning the other cheek, and the way of the Lamb is the blessed way. But I've seen with great effect what a few hundred people in the streets can do to influence the media, shall we say. And it's interesting.
Do you endorse it, though?
No, I just find it interesting, that's all. I find it interesting what was able to be accomplished following these demonstrations against the Muhammad cartoon, and I would never counsel Catholics or Christians, for that matter, to take this kind of violent action. But I'm sure they are thinking tonight as I am. Look what these Muslims were able to accomplish.
Do you, okay, because it sounds like you're walking right up to the edge.
No, I know it does. I'm being very honest with you. I know it does. It is a quandary for me. It is a confusing moment for me. But if I'm to see the church and the living sacrament of Jesus Christ impugned in this manner, as this film, The Da Vinci Code, will do, and I can do nothing about it, do I look with envy upon the Muslim people who are able to keep the Muhammad cartoons out of the newspapers? Of course I do. Do I endorse their actions? Do I endorse the things that they did to keep the pictures out? I don't know. This is the kind of thing that does confuse me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy about the Da Vinci Code. Well, you're saying very honestly that the film is offensive, that the film is a, would you call it sacrilegious?
I think any time that you promote lies, Phil, any time that you promote a lie about the Word of God, it's a sacrilege, yes. I think any time that you promote something as truth, which is has no relationship to the truth, it's a sacrilege, yes. And I think any time that you say to a filmmaker, you are lying about my faith, and you're taking the holy word of God and you're making a mockery of it, you're speaking the... And you say, and if you don't stop doing that, there's a few thousand people over in Afghanistan and Iraq and Iran and these places. Let me tell you what.
Well, in the parlance, they rocked and rolled, huh?
They rocked and rolled. You got that right.
All right, let me get into this, because I want you to answer me clearly. You're not counseling violence.
No, I would never do that.
And yet, by the same token, you feel torn because you realize that the violent reaction of some Muslims against the Muhammad cartoons was effective.
Well, you can't not see how successful these, you know, a few thousand people with nothing more than rags on their bodies, a few thousand people in bare feet and nothing more than rags that they're wearing on their bodies, were able to influence the media of the Western press. And I try to think to myself, well, then why can't civilized people in the first world Western nations, Catholics, Christians, why can't they have the same kind of influence? Why can't they say to these filmmakers, you'll not show this film, it's a sacrilege. You'll not take Jesus. To use the words that many of my students might use, you're not going to wipe with Jesus. You're not going to use Jesus as an oil cloth to lay underneath your car. You're not going to use Jesus to clean the filth from behind the toilet. Jesus is not a rag. Jesus is a living, breathing expression of the Holy Spirit.
I understand that.
And for some filmmaker to say, let's take the story of Jesus and let's wipe with it, it's enough to make any man angry, any real Christian angry.
But Christianity is love.
Well, let's take a look at that. You know, Christianity is love. That doesn't mean that you come up to me and you rub my face in it.
You know, well, doesn't Jesus said turn the other cheek, didn't he?
Jesus said turn the other cheek, yes. But he also said God will not be mocked. You know, you say turn the other cheek. You know, they count on that. You've got 4,000 people over there in Afghanistan wearing nothing but rags, and they keep the Muhammad cartoons out of the New York Times. I'm over here wearing Florsheim shoes, brand new pressed pair of Periella slacks. I've got on a nice cardigan sweater, and I'm supposed to just take a nose full of it. Why? Because I'm a civilized man?
Because you're a Christian.
Because I'm a Christian. Because I'm a Christian, I'm supposed to have my head shoved into a commode bowl with 3 days' worth in there. And because he's a Muslim and he wears nothing but rags, he can go ape. Well, they went ape, they got the cartoons out. I stand here in my seersucker suit looking like I'm collecting for the Girl Scouts, and guess what? Someone comes along and shoves my face right into the rear end of an animal.
So you're angry, but you're torn.
I'm angry like all Christians. I'm angry, but I'm torn, yes. I look with envy upon what the Muslims did, but I don't want to do it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. It's honest, at least, but it's not, it doesn't bear any. Although I was raised Catholic, and I got to tell you something, it was far from a pacifist upbringing. Being raised in the Catholic faith had nothing to do with being raised a pacifist. You were Christian, but then the whole idea of being a pacifist, I never heard any Christians talk like a pacifist. The number is 1-800-449-8686. Father James McQuarters is on talking with us about The Da Vinci Code, due to be released on May the 19th. He calls the film sacrilegious. He says it's anti-Christian, anti-Catholic, and he says that it is such a mockery that he says he has looked with envy upon the people of the Muslim countries and how they were able to get the Muhammad cartoons out of the mass media. When I asked him, would you counsel violent demonstrations, he said no, but you got to look at those people and admire it. Third worlders in rags able to influence the Western media, and he's over here, a first worlder, and as he said, quote, having his face shoved in it. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Who wouldn't let the good father take a look for an Arby's beef, which?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But you know, it does affect you, Phil.
With me here is Father James McQuarters from Belmar Academy. And it sounds as if school's still in there, Father.
No, school's not here, but we have a softball league that plays at our facility here. We've got two baseball diamonds, and tonight they're having a tournament. So we're sort of enjoying the baseball and listening to your program this evening.
All right, let's talk about this Da Vinci Code. And I want to get clear. As a Catholic priest, and just as a Catholic, as a Christian, you find the film offensive. You find the book offensive.
Yes.
Did you read the book?
I didn't. You don't have to read the book. This is nonsense. People say, you didn't read the book. Look, I know enough about this book from the trailers that I've seen and the different discussions I've heard. It's clearly a sacrilege. It is clearly a fictional construction aimed at impugning the very things that we hold sacred as Christians. And if the Muslims and the Islams and all of these people whose religion has taken them, and this is no criticism of Islam, but their religion has taken them about as far as in terms of the development of their countries, Islam has gotten them as far as the outhouse. This is where it's gotten them. And yet those people can set fire to a few tires in the street, break out the glass window on a liquor store, and the next thing you know, there's no Muhammad cartoons. I'm a Christian. How do I stop the Da Vinci Code? I've got to stand here in a three-piece blazer and be a good man and wear an umbrella and have a hat and take a bus and take a big bite of a crap sandwich and smile.
See, there is anger, though.
Of course there's anger, but I don't know what to do with it other than to say at a distance I admire the fact that a religion that has enabled the people to finally get outdoor plumbing gets them to influence the New York Times. It's unbelievable.
All right, 1-800-44...
And yet this Da Vinci Code comes out, and it's as if someone says, soup's on, you open your mouth, they put a funnel in, and they crap into the other end.
You really feel...
Oh, absolutely, I feel strongly about this.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, talking about the Da Vinci Code. Why are Christians so sort of placid in the face of the release of this film when Muslims went nuts when the cartoons appeared? Here is Chris. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father James McQuarters.
Hello?
Yes, Chris, go ahead.
As far as the comments that the father made, I agree with him. It is a bunch of crap that they're trying to shove our faces in.
Absolutely, absolutely.
However, I don't believe that violence is the way to handle this. I think that Christians can take a strong stand by by boycotting movies like this, by not buying the books, don't watch the garbage that they're portraying.
But Chris, that boycott, it never goes anyplace, these boys. They always say, let's boycott. It never goes anyplace. Don't you think, and
Father, if enough people would quit buying these books, watching these movies, then they wouldn't have any reason to make them.
Well, don't
let your children go watch them. Encourage your family to boycott this kind of stuff.
It's the same thing, though, as telling your son, don't look at pornography. Well, of course he's going to be interested. What is my daddy telling me not to look at these pictures? I want to see what they're talking about.
That's where, as parents, you have to be responsible and know what your kids are doing. Know what movies they're going to.
I wouldn't let my kids go to it.
Well, I wouldn't allow my children to attend.
But you see, it's not about just the children. It's about the adults, too. And as Christians, don't you think, didn't you look across the ocean there a few months back with a little bit of admiration when all of these Islams went nuts? When the Muslims went crazy about the Muhammad cartoon, boy, they pulled those cartoons from the New York Times in a New York minute. That's what I'm saying. It's with envy that I look at that.
But to have Christians take that kind of action, it would be violent. It would be anti-Christian.
Well, let's think about this for a minute. What do you mean anti-Christian?
Anti-Christian. I mean, for God's sake, Christianity is the religion of love.
Well, it's the religion of love, yes. But it doesn't mean that you let somebody... Does that mean, I would ask you, Chris, and I will ask you, Phil, if Christianity is the religion of love, and because you are a Christian, and I'm a Christian, and Chris is a Christian, does that mean I let someone come up and urinate all over me? No, of course it doesn't.
Well, does it mean you get up and kick his rear end?
It might. Chris, how do you feel about that?
Well, I believe that you hate the sin and not the sinner.
I agree with you. But you know, I'll tell you something, Chris. When I was a young boy, I worked in construction with my father. And my father was going up a ladder one day. And he says, come on up here, Jimmy, I want you to follow me up because we've got to get some beams. So I was following my father up the ladder. And naturally, I was just below his posterior. And you know what he did? He broke wind as loud as he could on purpose right into my face. Now, that was a joke, but this film is as if someone shoved it right in our faces and let it go. And I've got to say something about that.
I understand what you're saying, Father, but I can honestly tell you, people need to simply quit buying tickets to this kind of movie. And I believe that there are enough Christians in the United States to put the filmmakers that make these kind of films out of business.
Well, hey, Chris, this is Phil. How realistic is that, though, when the book did so well?
That's a good point, Phil. The book was a bestseller, Chris. The book was a bestseller.
But who bought the book?
See it?
Everyone
that read the book is going to go see the film. And you know that the people who didn't read the book are, I didn't read the book, but I want to go see the movie because it's much... A lot of these people are idiots. They'd rather go see the movie.
The fact of the matter is, as Christians, I mean, nobody is telling us we have to buy the book. Nobody is telling us that we have to watch the movie.
I just think, you know, if you'll pardon my language, I just think those towelheads got a really good...
Towelhead?
Well, I'm just being facetious, but I think they had their finger on it.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. So you're tempted by the idea that the Muslims rioted so much that they were able to keep the Muslim cartoons out of the press.
Well, you got to look at it and say, you know, here I am a Christian, and now I'm going to boycott. And they think because I'm a Christian that they can say open wide, and they tap a kidney right into my mouth. That's what they think. They think they can say to me, because I'm a Christian, we've made a film called The Da Vinci Code. Oh, really? What is that? Well, it's basically us shoving our rear ends into your face and letting one of the wettest egg farts go. It's like, do I not get any respect at all because I'm a Christian, or is it assumed that I'm going to allow these films to come out, and I'll sit there and I'll boycott, and I'll complain to the bishop? Titans by Jaws.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Get off. Father James McCorders with us from Belmar Academy on the Da Vinci Code. Father McCorders is a canon lawyer. What is a canon lawyer, by the way, Father, for people who don't know?
Well, Phil, I studied the canon law. That is the law. The canon law is the law of the Catholic Church. It is the applicable law of the liturgy. That is all things applicable to canon law. The priesthood, the clergy in general, and even the behavior of the lay masses through marriage, annulment of marriage, and so forth. And canon law is the study of, if you will, the legal infrastructure of our faith in the way we conduct ourselves domestically as a family with regard to our marriages, to the sacrament of marriage, as well as the other institutions of the church. So it's a much more restricted area. I'm not a lawyer of secular law.
You're a lawyer of church law.
That is correct, yes.
Now, the Da Vinci Code has been seen by some as anti-Christian. Many Christians are shook up about it. You've come on this program and you said, boy, I sure don't endorse it, but those Muslims that rioted and got the Muhammad cartoons pulled out of a lot of newspapers, it sounds like they had something. Isn't that what you're saying?
Well, look, I know that I'm a Christian, but I'm not Jesus Christ. And the Muslim people saw these Muhammad cartoons, and they said, well, they've got a picture of Muhammad, who's the blessed prophet, and they're mocking him. So we're going to make so much noise, we're going to put the fear of God himself into the people that mock Muhammad, that they stopped publishing these cartoons. And you look in this country, all of the major news gathering agencies were frightened to put the cartoons in because they knew that the Muslim people were going to riot. Now, why couldn't Christians do this and get this Da Vinci Code movie cut up into Christmas ribbons? Why? Well, because we're too civilized. Well, I think that's wrong, and I think that we ought to be able to say to Ron Howard, and I love Cinderella Man. I love that film. Why is it that Ron Howard comes out with Apollo 13 and Cinderella Man, and then he comes out and decides he wants to defecate on all of us? He gives us two love letters called Cinderella Man and Apollo 13 and decides he needs a bowel movement. And guess who the toilet is? Me.
Well, that's a little personal.
Well, I say me in the form of as a representative of the Catholic Church.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Nick. Nick, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How are you, Father?
I'm fine.
I'm not Catholic myself, but I am a Christian, and I obviously haven't read the book. Well, I mean, I haven't obviously seen the movie. But at the same time, you know, we live in the United States, and we live in a land where diversity and the melting pot, that's all supposed to be embraced, and, you know, people have fought and died for the right of expression of speech, and, you know, I happen to be a law enforcement officer myself, and I don't like it if someone burns the American flag, but at the same time,
that's their
right.
What does that have to do with you being a law enforcement officer?
Say that again?
What does that got to do with you being a law enforcement officer?
My point is...
You see, we don't live in a free society. You're wrong, we don't.
Okay,
because
well, Father,
do you know how I know? They didn't publish the Muhammad cartoons.
That's why
I know we don't live in a free society.
Father.
No, you're not listening to me.
Go ahead.
You said we live in a free society. If we live in a free society, why didn't they have the raghead cartoon? No, they didn't want to do that.
Okay.
But they want to cut a big, cheesy one right in my nose.
Okay, hold on. I don't really think you should... See, what you're doing is you're taking the liberty of using metaphoric terms like rubbing my nose and defecating on me. First of all, no one's defecating on you.
Yes, as a representative of the Catholic faith, they are.
I understand, but I mean, do you really think the Catholic faith would be so happy to be backing you up using terms like raghead, towelhead? I mean, maybe you would be more happy if you guys started another crusade and went over there and pushed your dogmatic, idolistic
views. But we're not doing that, are we?
On another culture.
We're not doing that, are we?
Well, with all due respect, the Catholic Church doesn't have a very perfect history. I mean,
it doesn't mean that you have to sit still
well, okay,
for someone to come along and ridicule your faith.
No,
you
one...
see, you can talk about the priests molesting a child, which I don't agree with, but you still can't mock Jesus himself and the sacraments. You
okay.
can't mock the
as
actual
far
faith.
As the Catholic, as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, they may consider that a mockery.
They
but there's plenty
nose.
Of faiths out there.
All right.
There's plenty of faiths out there that don't really see it as much. You're talking about an idea, whether it's fiction or not, that Christ may have been married or whatever that
That's
might
an
be.
Absolute blasphemy.
Well,
absolute,
in your eyes it is.
No, it's that the faith is a blasphemy. Not from my eyes. This is the blasphemy of the faith. Listen, Nick, with all due respect to your wonderful work as a law enforcement officer, I'm a Catholic priest, and there's only so much of this crap I'm going to take.
Well, Father,
look at me.
You're not doing yourself any favors by coming on the air and speaking that way. What are you trying to accomplish?
Isn't there anybody that snatched a purse tonight you got to go chase? See, I could tell you your job, too, couldn't I? But
say
I don't.
That again?
I could tell you your job. I could say, why don't you go chase a purse snatcher? Instead of bothering me with your phone call. But for engaging...
Look it. Nobody's trying to tell anybody their job. But the point is... What Nick is saying, that we are decidedly a more elevated society, are we not?
You know, I love it when people say we're a more elevated society when it comes to stuff like this. But when it comes to kicking Saddam Hussein's ass, suddenly we don't have any right to do that because we're no better than him.
Well,
now, I'm a Catholic priest. Somebody squatted and took one on Jesus. I'm not supposed to say anything about that?
Okay,
Ron
Howard, hold on one sec.
You know, this
Father.
Guy Howard, because Father. He had his whole act with Andy Griffith,
Father.
Now he thinks he can come along with
Father.
A movie like this and say, open wide, stick it in, forget it.
You there?
Go ahead, Nick.
I'm shocked that a priest could even come on the air with any sort of
Wait a minute.
Backing.
You don't mind the Da Vinci Code, but you're bugged with the way I'm talking?
Yes, very much so.
You know, you're a lightweight.
Father, I happen to be a Christian.
You're a lightweight.
I happen to be a Christian.
No, you couldn't be.
I am.
It's impossible.
Like, what you're doing is you're talking about...
You're worried about me on a radio show and the Da Vinci Code, a $150 billion movie. As far as you're concerned, it's like a leaf dropping on your head.
Boy, well,
Nick, you've got some woohoo.
Father.
All right, look at Nick. I got to take another phone call. I appreciate it. 1-800-449. What's your point?
What's my point? The guy comes on here is busting my castanets about the way I'm talking. The Da Vinci Code goes out there, squats over Jesus on Calvary. And Ron Howard with that big goofy smile and that bozo haircut. You know, am I the only one? Am I the only one that sees that what Father McWhorter says on the Phil Hendry radio show pales in comparison to the odious, stench-ridden, and corrosively fetid blasphemy of Opie and his movie? And there could have been only one. Can I ask you something? Is Russell Crowe in this?
No, Tom Hanks.
Thank Christ.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right. Hello. Hi, Mr. Hendry.
Hi, sir.
Hello, Father.
How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. I would just like to say first off that I do agree with you in the fact that the Christian faith should be upheld. And as far as me personally, I do hold it in the highest esteem.
Are you a Christian, Andy?
Yeah. Yes, I'm a Christian.
Were you raised Catholic?
No, I was actually raised neither. I converted when I was 18.
You converted? Are you one of these born-agains?
Yeah, I'm a born-again Christian, non-denom.
All right, that's fine.
So, but I believe in the Word, and I believe in Jesus.
Right.
And,
that's all you need.
And I don't agree with this, just the same as, you know, when Scorsese had the film The Last Temptation of Christ?
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that as well. I know throughout the years there have been interpretations of the Bible and the Apocrypha. And,
what do you think about this guy, Howard? Don't you think he's trying to rub our faces right in it? In other words, if the Muslims can get the Muhammad cartoon pulled from the New York Times because they've got that, the New York Times shaking in its boots, but we're supposed to sit still while he comes along and wipes with you and me? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, we're not sitting still, though. We're making a,
I mean, we're sitting here like a couple. You sound like a nice guy, but it's, you sound like a guy that's, live and let live. And we're not going to get out in the streets the way the lady didn't want me to say raghead, the way the Muslims did, We're not going to get out in the streets. We're going to let Ron Howard collect his director's fee. Tom Hanks will get the big time change. The movie will make all kinds of frog skins at the box office, come out on DVD, it'll rake it in there, and meanwhile, you and I mean the rape.
Well, I figure this is the first time that someone's got on me for being a Christian, and I've been, people have tried to make me question my faith,
yes.
And I stand strong on that, and
I
always have.
What about
people...
What about that, Father? Andy says this is a test of the faith.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's great. So in other words, the Muslims, do they get any test of their faith? No, every time some guy comes along and says Muhammad wears army boots, they go nuts and burn down a bunch of guys' houses. Somebody comes along and takes one on Jesus, and I go, well, it's a test of my faith.
But see, I see
ready to kick ass.
But see, I see that like the Muslim faith and the Christian faith are like apples and oranges ever since they split
good
back
point.
In ever since Judaism took off in their direction and Christianity took off in their direction. I don't compare myself to Muslims, so I don't try to. I don't behave like Muslims.
Well, the Muslims, you got a good point because they're look at the like Christianity has got America and England. Islam has got what? Iraq,
Christianity is one of the biggest faiths in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, in one respect or another.
Listen, Andy, thanks for your call, brother. 1-800-449-8686.
You guys are so reasonable. Don't you want to just go out and just because they call me Sunshine, don't you want to just go out and throw a few hands?
No, I don't want to go out and throw a few hands. But I'm not really interested in the Da Vinci Code. You want to know why?
Why?
Because when my son told me about it, I had been reading up on that order. It was just coincidental. I said, oh, this is bullcrap. And he was like all convinced that it was real. I said, no, it's total bullcrap. It's fiction. One of the things is a lot of people think that it may be real, but it is total fiction.
Well, whether it's fiction or not, it still tightens my jaws.
All right, Father James McCorders is with us. Tightens my jaws. As we talk about the Da Vinci Code and how Christians... if they pull the same stuff the Muslims did over those Muhammad cartoons, might be able to get this movie stopped. But he's not counseling it. He's just bugged. He hates Ronnie Howard with his bozo haircut. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I can't do that because that completely violates my license. I cannot cause a public emergency.
I'm not asking to call it a public emergency, Phil. I'm asking Christians who are outraged by this film, The Da Vinci Code, to take a lesson from your Muslim brothers. Sure, they're simple people. They don't have any clothes. I don't know how they get to work. But you know what? They got those Muhammad cartoons pulled lickety-split. They had media giants such as Channel.
Dump that.
And others wet in their pants. And also the New York Times and also the LA Times and also the... Oh, man.
Well, I'm not going to counsel anybody to break the law. It's not going to happen on this show. It's not...
But what are we supposed to do?
We're not a bunch of freaking rioting people over in the Middle East, okay? You said it yourself. Those countries are still working on getting outdoor plumbing, all right? They're still working on bringing the outhouse inside. There's a terrible a difference in the two cultures because they're so backward. And probably one of the reasons why they are backward is that the development of their religion hasn't gone fast enough. They're still talking about taking sabers and cutting guys' heads off. That's where Christianity was 600 years ago. You want Christianity? Just like that last guy said, you want to return to the day of the Crusades?
No, I don't want to return to the day of the Crusades. The Crusades were unjust, and the Crusades were a terrible thing.
Okay, good.
But this isn't the Crusades. I'm not asking to go down and kick ass on some Jews or some Muslims. I'm talking about going right smack dab into the lion's den, going right down to the Metroplex, walking up to the guy and saying, you know what, Da Vinci Code blows. Now, what do you think of them apples?
Well, he ain't going to take it off the screen. 1-800-449-8686. Dan, go ahead.
Well, it seems to me that there's a lot of fear being expressed on the part of this representative of the Catholic Church. Or the Holy Roman Church,
if
anyone would look at a little bit of real history, they might have a sense that this movie may be educating people to read beyond the narrow doctrine of a political economic organization called a church.
Could you speak English?
And that it would really help to open people's eyes rather than to shut them.
Well, you know, you might have something there, Dan.
Excuse me?
What?
I
said you might have something there had you not been smoking your dinner.
All right, hold on, Danny, hold on, man. Hold the line here. Hold on, I got to take a break. My engineer's going nuts. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know what? You're adopted. Suck on that.